I do think that that encouraging individual philanthropy is a wonderful societal methodology. I mean, I think it's very important that we teach our children that, you know, money is a tool, and money is a means to improve the world we live in. And if you believe in art, you have to support art. So I believe philosophically that it's very important, but I have to say that individual giving is not it's not consistently reliable either. The thing that I noticed wasn't touched upon in the report, and I'm sure it may be in the broader report, I just read the summary,
yes,
is how much revenue the arts brings in to a community, to a city. So, for example, every dollar spent buying a ticket may reap 8 or 10 times that amount in revenue generated. I think what we need to do a better job of is promoting the value, the monetary, the fiscal value of the arts in our society so that people can, you know, people like to know the numbers. They want to know what the bottom line is. But art is not only a revenue for the soul, it's revenue for the pocketbook. And it really does generate a lot of work. You know, think of the restaurants around. You know, so there's so many things to say. But the takeaway for me is that by being ecumenical, by trying to open the doors wide to the arts, you know, we take our example right here of Jude Kelly at South Bank Center. Mm-hmm. By opening the doors wide, people flock in. They want art. There has been a price point that's been prohibitive.
Yes.
So don't you think we should step up and support that even more?